Why don't you take your Bibles as we again go to God's Word and another lesson. I was telling Carol this morning, sometimes I get teased about my memory. And of course I forgot what she asked me to get too, so at the same time. I often forget things. I remember a lot of things, and there's just some things that just don't stick. Of course I found some research that helped make me feel a little bit better. There was a researcher down in Johns Hopkins who noted the things that people most often forget. Names, 83% of people forget names, which makes me feel like I'm in good company since I have a hard time with names. Or where something is, that one I have a little easier time, but 60% of people forget where things are at. 57% of people forget telephone numbers. I definitely fall in that one. Sometimes people forget words. 53% of people forget words. 49% of people forget what was said. 42% of people can't remember faces. And 38% forget whether you've just done something or not. Forgetfulness is a common trait among people, is what it basically boils down to. Different things people forget. John Morley said that the proper memory for a politician is one that knows what to remember and what to forget. And you could say that's true for Christians as well. There are things we do need to forget, but there are also things that we need to remember. I was thinking about these lessons last week's and this week's because a lot of us were spending time remembering on 9/11 about the events that happened quite a few years ago. There are things that we need to remember. We've talked about before, we need to remember God and His words. Because we can be really forgetful. In fact, I found one story that said that after stopping for gas in Montgomery, Alabama, Sam drove more than 5 hours before noticing something. Or better, someone was missing. Sam had forgotten his wife. Sam stopped at the next town and asked the police to help him get in touch with his wife. Sam then called his wife to tell her that he was on his way back. And he admitted with great embarrassment that he just hadn't noticed her absence. Now, how could Sam possibly forget his wife for so long? But you know, that's part of our problem. We're not much different in our relationship with God. Far too many of us forget the one who created us and redeemed us. And we can forget God. When we're under pressure, we don't take time to think about God or religious matters. Or when we're simply in the midst of daily routines, God isn't on our minds. We forget that we're His children or recall that He has promised to do things for us. We don't remember His awesome power or His wondrous love. And as a result, when we face temptations, we try to end up overcoming them by our own power and our own strength instead of relying on God to help us. And we're faced with a sticky problem, we try to solve it with worldly wisdom instead of going to the scriptures and finding the wisdom of God to solve those problems. God knew that would be a problem, that people would tend to forget. All the way through the Bible, you find constant reminders. For example, in the book of Deuteronomy, contains more reminders not to forget than any other book in the Bible. Moses constantly warned the Jews not to forget God and His work on their behalf. That's what that book was about. But take a look at Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and in verse 9. Only give heed to yourselves and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. If you think about the miracles that the Israelites saw as they left Egypt, isn't it incredible that God was warning them? Now, got to keep these things in mind, lest you forget what you saw. That was a distinct possibility. In that same chapter, chapter 4, verse 23, so watch yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. And that we know the Israelites did quite often. They saw God's power, they were in a covenant with God, and they would forget. In chapter 6, starting with verse 10, Deuteronomy 6, verse 10, then it shall come about, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, great and splendid cities which you did not build, and houses full of all good things which you did not fill, and hewn cisterns which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Then watch yourselves, lest you forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt into the house of slavery, from the house of slavery. And in chapter 8, in verse 11, Deuteronomy 8, verse 11, beware lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I'm commanding you today. Jumping down to verse 14, then your heart becomes proud and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. And down in verse 19, and it shall come about if you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall surely perish. All the way through Deuteronomy, don't forget. And they did anyway. But we shouldn't get to the idea that we're any different. God warned through the prophet Jeremiah that Israel had forgotten their God. In Jeremiah chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 32. Can a virgin forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. That was a problem in Israel. People constantly forgetting God. Not thinking about God for days on end. You know, the point was, can you imagine a bride forgetting her gown on the day she's supposed to get married? That's the way we ought to treat God, is his point. It should be foremost in our mind to remember our Lord and our God. In Jeremiah 3 and verse 21, a voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and the supplications of the sons of Israel, because they have perverted their way, they have forgotten the Lord their God. They corrupted their actions. They didn't follow what God said, and they forgot God. And again in Jeremiah 13 this time, Jeremiah 13 and verse 25, this is your lot, the portion measured to you from me, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. That is often what ends up happening. People forget God, and the thing that they turn to are things that are false. Somehow we get this idea that we prefer lies over the truth. And Solomon too reminds us and warns us that we need to remember God. Not just when you're older, but all our lives. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and starting with verse 1, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no delight in them. The time to remember God is now, not later. The time to remember God is the opportunity you have right now. Because we cannot survive without God. Back in Job chapter 8, Job 8, starting with verse 11, can the papyrus grow up without marsh? Can the rushes grow without water? While it is still green and not cut down, yet it withers before any other plant. So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the godless will perish, whose confidence is fragile, and whose trust is a spider web. He trusts in his house, and it does not stand. He holds fast to it, but it does not endure. People, when they try to live life without God, it doesn't work. You can see it in people's lives all over the place. Forgetting God is the road to hell. In Psalm chapter 9, Psalm 9, verse 17, it says, the wicked will return to Sheol, even all the nations who forget God. And while man tends to forget God quite often, we have to remember that God doesn't forget us. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 49, Isaiah 49, verse 14, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. It's an interesting thing, because I've seen a lot of kids write down, and they want to remember something. They take a pen and they jot it in their hand so they don't forget. God's saying, I'm not going to forget you. Mother will forget her child before I forget you. He says, see, I've written you down right here. It's always before me. Right on the palm of my hand. Some days we're so intensely absorbed in the details of our work so we can perform our task well. And sometimes the hours just slip right by without even a momentary thought of God. But we can take comfort knowing that God is never too busy to think about us. Back in October 23rd of 1642, a gentleman named Sir Jacob Astley prayed just before battle, O Lord, thou knowest how busy I must be this day. If I forget thee, do not thou forget me. God won't forget us. It's not an excuse to be indifferent toward God. But it's a comfort to know that when we lie down at night and rest our weary bodies, our souls can rest in assurance that our God neither slumbers nor sleeps, lovingly watches over us in ceaseless vigilance. We need to remember the God who watches over us. And at the same time, we need to be consciously to include God in all that we do and say, seeking His wisdom, relying on His strength, and praising His goodness. Flip over to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, starting with verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. We offer up the fruit of praise to God. When we face difficulties, we sometimes forget about God's past faithfulness. We only see the detours and the difficult path. But looking back, you'll also see the joy of victories, the challenge of the climb, the present of a traveling companion who has promised never to leave you. We just have to recognize that God is there. In that same chapter, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "Let your character be free of the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." Knowledge of God's past help should give us confidence in the face of present problems that we have. Now, God has delivered his people. Again, going back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 5, starting with verse 15. "And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." In chapter 8, in verse 2, we can see the way God led his people through trials. "And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God had led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." The victories also they were to remember. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, starting with verse 2, "And know this day that I am not speaking with your sons who have not known and who have not seen the discipline of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, and his signs and his works which he did in the midst of Egypt, of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to Egypt's army and to his horse, to his horses and his chariots when he made the waters of the Red Sea to engulf them while they were pursuing you. And the Lord completely destroyed them. And what he did to you in the wilderness when you came to this place. And what he did to Dothan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, when the earth opened his mouth and swallowed them and their households and their tents and every living thing that followed them among all Israel. But your own eyes have seen all the great work which the Lord which he did." They've seen the power of God personally. Moses is saying, you got to remember these things. The blessings, they were to remember the blessings God bestowed upon them. In Deuteronomy 32, starting with verse 11. Starting with verse 7. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of all generations. Ask your father, and he will inform you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young. He spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions." God's telling Israel, there's a reason you need to remember. God cared for his people. And everything God promised Israel came to pass. in Joshua chapter 23. Joshua chapter 23, starting with verse 14. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and in all your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. All has been fulfilled for you. Not one of them has failed. That's why Israel was told, don't forget God. We too need to remember what God has done in the past. He keeps His promises. He cares for His people. He leads us in victories. Yes, some people then rely on their own resources. But we need to rely upon God. In Psalm 20, Psalm 20 and in verse 7, some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. Think about all the blessings you get every day. Our lives are full of daily blessings from God. Those are daily reminders of God for us. Have we been taking God's blessings then for granted? When we don't remember God and we see those blessings? In fact, how many of His blessings can you list right now? There's a song about that, Count Your Many Blessings. It's hard to list them down. But as we think of specific blessings, we ought to thank God for them. I don't know who wrote this one, but it says, always remember to forget the troubles that pass your way, but never forget to remember the blessings that come each day. Not only do we need to remember God, though, we also need to remember His Word. That's what we learned as we went through Psalms 1 and 19. Over in Proverbs 4, Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, when He taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. In Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. God gave us words of wisdom. We ought to remember them because they're for our benefit. Joseph Paul told Christians that we need to remember Christ's words. Look over in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. Acts 20 verse 35, it says, in everything I showed you by working hard and in this manner you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that He Himself said is more blessed to give than to receive. We got to remember the wisdom that Christ gave us. And we need to remember also the words of His disciples who taught on His behalf. In Jude, verse 17, the book of Jude, verse 17, but you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to remember. You see, Israel was destroyed by a lack of knowledge. That's what God charged of them in Hosea chapter 4. Hosea 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. It's critical to remember God's commandments. And in the New Testament, over in James chapter 20, or James chapter 1, verse 23. James chapter 1, and in verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and has gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. For the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, and not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. We have to look at the law and not forget. Because it tells us who we are and shows us for what we really are. We went through Psalms 119. Let's just look at two of them. There's actually lots of verses. But in Psalms 119, and in verse 16, it says, I shall delight in thy statutes, I shall not forget thy word. I forgot how many times it appears. It's like 8 or 10 times. Well, another one is over in Psalm 119, verse 93. I will never forget thy precepts, for by them thou hast revived me. Now, in a lot of our homes, we got pictures on the walls. We have a whole hallway just full of pictures of the past. People that we know. Things that have happened to our family. They're there to remind you of important people, important times. And being where you can see them often, they help you remember so you don't forget. It's the same way with God's Word. If we're going to remember, then we have to keep it in front of us regularly, often, daily. Again in Psalm 119, look at verse 11. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We have to keep it with us. Or as Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, and in verse 15. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. Actually, I'm going to start back at verse 12. Therefore, I shall always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you have already known them, and have been established in the truth, which is present with you. And I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, so as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I also will be diligent that at any time after my departure, you may be able to call these things to mind. Why did Peter write this book down? Well, there's some things I want you to remember after I'm gone. And I'm going to put it down so you can read them frequently. So you can remind yourself of them. See, the best way to remember something is putting it in daily practice. It was one thing to learn a mathematical formula. I learned a whole bunch of them in college. I can't tell you most of them now. That's because I don't use it. It's quite another matter to use it in daily work, and then it comes to mind readily. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 8, this time verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. Beware lest you forget the Lord your God, by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I'm commanding you today. If you don't put it in daily practice, you'll forget them. That's what Moses is saying. James says the same thing, going back to James chapter 1. This time to verse 25. James 1 verse 25. But the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, and having become a, not for, having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. It's one thing to read it, it's a whole other matter to put it into practice. Because there you will remember the things that you learned. Another thing that we also need to remember, not only do we need to remember God and God's Word, we have a tendency to forget about people's kindness to us. You know, every deed that's done is not remembered. In fact, the writer of Ecclesiastes, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, bemoans that fact. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14. There was a small city with few men in it, and a great king came to it and surrounded it and constructed large siege works against it. But there was found in it a poor wise man, and he delivered the city by his wisdom. Yet no one remembered that poor man. We have such an easy time forgetting things. And think about it in our own country. There's major events. Do we remember, even though they're in history books, the people that had done deeds of kindness, deeds of greatness? In fact, those who are inclined to wickedness tend to forget past kindnesses. In 2 Chronicles chapter 24, 2 Chronicles chapter 24, starting with verse 17, but after the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. And they abandoned the house of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and served at the Asherim and the idols, so that the wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their guilt. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord. Though they testified against them, they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, and he stood above the people and said to them, thus God has said, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord and do not prosper? Because you have forgotten the Lord, and he has forsaken you also. So they conspired against him, and at the command of the king they stoned him to death in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash the king did not remember the kindness with which his father Jehoiada had shown him, but he murdered his son. And as he died, he said, may the Lord see and avenge. That's the way people tend to be. He couldn't remember the good things. He couldn't remember the kind things. All he saw was a man who accused him of being wrong, and the man was right. And killed him. We see this also where people forget kindnesses when Joseph helped out the Pharaoh's cupbearer, told him that he was going to survive and he was going to be reinstated in his position, gave him comfort while he was in prison. And in Genesis chapter 40, Genesis 40, starting with verse 14, Joseph asked the cupbearer, only keep me in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house. For I was in fact kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing that they should have put me into the dungeons. And despite Joseph's kindness, the man forgot. Not until 2 years later. 2 years later. Actually, let's read Genesis 40 and verse 23. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. 2 years later, though, he remembered his fault. Chapter 41, verse 9. And when the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I would make mention today of my own offense. I made a mistake. I forgot someone. Someone you ought to know about. Instead of forgetting, we need to remember the kindnesses of others. And then we'll be giving honor where it's due. Like the man who was cleansed of leprosy in Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, starting with verse 15. So now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Paul Harvey once said, blessed are those who give without remembering, and blessed are those who take without forgetting. That's the problem. A lot of times we take things and we forget the kindnesses. Another thing we ought to remember is other people's misfortunes. We're told to remember those who are less fortunate. In Galatians chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 10, they only asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. The Hebrew writer says much the same in Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. We ought to remember those who are less fortunate. We ought to keep them in mind. We ought to do something for them. The book of Job, when Job lost so much, his family, his friends, they all turned their back on him. And in Job chapter 19, Job chapter 19, starting with verse 13, Job makes this charge. He says, he has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have failed. My intimate friends have forgotten me. In the time that he was in great need, nobody remembered him. Now, I'm sure when he was wealthy and he was prosperous, a lot of people remembered his birthdays and stuff like that. And not when he was in need. There's a story of a young boy living in a poverty-stricken section of the large city who found his way to a gospel meeting and was converted. Not long afterward, a bully tried to shake his faith. If God really loves you, why doesn't someone take better care of you? Why doesn't he tell somebody to send you a new pair of shoes? The boy thought a moment and said, with tears filling his eyes, I guess he does tell somebody, but somebody forgets. See, as Christians, our primary obligation is to lead people to Christ. But our duty doesn't end there. In Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13, in verse 16, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We need to do good. Not just those within our halls that we know, those that we fellowship with, but also to those without. In Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially those who are of the household of faith. We put extra emphasis on our brethren, but we need to do good to everyone. And as Christ's love for us grows within us, that love should spread to those around us. And then God will remember our deeds. In Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews 6 and verse 10, for God is not so unjust as to forget your work and the love with which you have shown toward his name in having ministered and is still ministering to the saints. God remembers what we do. We might forget the kindnesses of others, but God remembers when we do kindness. And we need to remember those who are less fortunate. We need to remember also God's forgiveness. Take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 5. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are our virtues that we need. These are virtues that we need to grow in. But notice what happens if we don't grow, starting with verse 9. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten the purification from his former sins. Don't have these qualities, you forget. You forget that you were saved. And how can you possibly forget that? But people do. We need to continually to remind ourselves to live the life of a Christian. And this life was not forced on us. We freely took that obligation. Continuing on in verse 10, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. We talked about this morning, Jesus had gave us a memorial so that we might remember his sacrifice and his forgiveness of our sins. We're to do that in remembrance of him. Once again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We have to constantly remind ourselves that we were saved, that we've been forgiven of our sins. Jesus wants us to remember his death on the cross and the price he paid for our sins so that we might anticipate his return. So let's have the strength and the courage to forget and to remember at the appropriate times. Forget each kindness that you do as soon as you have done it. Forget the praise that falls on you the moment you have won it. Forget the slander that you hear before you can repeat it. Forget each slight, each spite, each sneer, whenever you may meet it. Remember every promise made and keep it to the letter. Remember those who lend you aid and be a grateful debtor. Remember all the happiness that comes your way in living. Forget each worry and distress. Be hopeful and forgiving. Remember good, remember truth, remember heaven is above you. And you will find through age and youth, there are many there who love you. There are things that we need to remember. And I hope you'll think about these things. There's anyone here tonight who is not a child of God? There's no better time than right now to put on Christ. If there's anyone here is a child of God and would like the prayers of the brethren on behalf, why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song selected.